this is a very busy day for Santa Claus, but he's never too busy to talk to our listeners. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for spending part of your Christmas holiday with us here on the Ideas Network. Santa brought his toy shop manager Jingle with him today, or he's bringing Jingle, and we're looking forward to talking with all you girls and boys. So do you want to talk with Santa and Jingle? I hope you will join in. Call 1-800-642-1234. Kids only on the air today, but it would be great if an adult calls in to talk with our producer first and so forth. So we hope that. And again, the number is 1-800-642-1234. I guess you could email us at ideas@wpr.org as well. Sarah Hopeful, our engineer, was looking out the door and she out the window and she saw the sleigh land on our rooftop. We have a flat roof here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and so it's easy for Santa and Jingle to get in, and they should be coming through the door almost as we hear those bells. Hear that voice.
My gosh, Larry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
And
you brought Jingle.
Gosh. Yes, indeed. It was a little tough because, you know, she's the toy shop manager, and so, you know, we're just hoping things are going okay up there. But boy, I'll tell you, it was quite a journey. I gotta tell you, you people in Wisconsin, you got your holidays mixed up this year. You had snow for Halloween.
Yes.
And you don't have snow now. And, you know, it makes it tough.
Is that a problem landing with no snow?
It does make it a little tricky. You know, luckily the reindeer are really good, but they were a little worn out anyway, because coming in from the north, we had a lot of wind, and it's hard for them to have to work to keep the sleigh steady. And, you know, I never understood wind.
Santa, who would ever say something like that?
I don't know. But, you know, then we get to the roof and we have to do a very soft landing because, you know, there's no snow to slide in on. So we really count on Rudolph to get that landing exactly right so that we don't tip over.
Well, we have some youngsters who already want to talk with you. And
I'll give
the phone number one more time. And you can call in at 1-800-642-1234. We would love to hear from all the children here in Wisconsin. And we have somebody on the phone. Is it Francesca or Francesia?
Hello.
Hi.
And you're from Wild Rose.
Oh, I thought that was your nickname.
Santa.
Wild Rose. Oh, that must be a fun place to live, huh?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. So say your name for us, please.
Francesca.
Hello. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. And what is on your Christmas list this year?
Walkie-talkie.
Oh, walkie-talkie.
We have those up at the shop. Oh, for sure.
Oh, good deal. So you can walkie and talkie at the same time. Who are you going to have on the other end?
Beacon. My brother.
Oh, nice. Brothers. Your brother. Okay, terrific. That sounds like fun. Now, what is there anything else on your list this year?
You know, control airplane.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's
super cool. I really like those.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, just to make sure that I think we have one of those. But
what'd you say?
Cookies.
Oh, Santa loves cookies, right, Santa?
I do. I sure do.
Maybe leave some carrots, too.
Oh. The elves think I have a little weight problem, but, you know, I think it just makes me more jolly.
And, Francesca, it's great talking to you. Merry Christmas, honey.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Francesca.
Oh, what a sweet person.
Thank you very much for calling.
Very sweet, yes.
And you can call in, too, at 1-800-642-1234, just like Paul did. And Paul is at the Great River Bluff State Park in Minnesota.
Oh my gosh, I love that park. We love all the parks. This is what we like to do when I do have to work off the cookies, is go to a park and go for a nice walk. How are you, Paul?
Good.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Paul.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What is on your Christmas list this year?
Do you remember what you were going to say?
Well,
too much pressure?
No, oh, okay. Just glow sticks.
Glow sticks.
Oh, glow sticks.
Oh, those are good to find your way around.
Nice. Okay. That's good. Then you won't get lost in the dark, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Now, what do you do with the glow sticks? Do you put them on a bike, or what do you do with them?
I would like them just around the finger.
Okay.
Or at least to just to hold them.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. That's great. We put them on the antlers of the reindeer so that we don't lose them at night.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's
they
terrific.
They work really great.
Yeah.
And are you having fun at the park?
Yeah.
Terrific. What are you doing at the park? You just out there with your family?
Yeah, we're just hiking.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hiking. That's so nice.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Is there snow on the ground there?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay.
Oh, well,
no.
It'll be easier for you, Santa.
Yeah, that'll be an easier place to land for sure. Wow, that's very good. Well, if you see any reindeer in the park, say hi to them for me, okay?
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you,
Merry
Paul.
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, there we go. Well, we have other callers online, but there's a line. There's a lot of lines open here yet, so you can get in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Whitewater. Do you know any kids in Whitewater?
I do. There are a few kids in Whitewater. Now, let's see here. I'm going to rule out the naughty ones, but the good ones, I think Letty
oh,
is
yeah.
good.
How old is she?
See here.
Well, Santa's got to count on his fingers.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
Yeah.
Good thing he has 10 fingers.
I know. I know. If Letty were 11, I'd have to start using toes.
You had to take off your boots.
Yeah, I know.
Letty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Good. We're going to the Nutcracker with my mom and dad already.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a fun one.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. A little ballet, a little culture. Very good.
Accent, Santa.
What's that?
Nice accent, Santa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't know what that was, but Santa, you know, I travel to a lot of different countries, so I pick these things up. So, Letty, what's on your Christmas list this year besides going to the Nutcracker?
Well, so far I've been wanting CRR Generation doll. And a new lightsaber because my other one broke.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You cannot fight the Sikhs with a broken lightsaber. That,
yeah, no.
That, Yeah.
Nope.
No, the
Santa
storm.
Santa always tests those at the shop,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, because, and we, and you know, I've gotten so good on the lightsaber, Letty, that we have had zero attacks by stormtroopers this entire year. Yeah, yeah. We have a sign up at the shop. Number of days since the last stormtrooper attack, 365. Yeah. Good, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, some Star Wars action figures like Luke, Leia, Han Solo, Wookiee,
yeah,
and Han Solo ship.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah.
There's a lot of action
figures. There's a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to write all this down. Okay. Wow, you got that jingle?
I certainly have that.
Okay, good.
Have you been, I don't remember if you said this, did you go to the Star Wars movie yet, Letty?
No, we went to Frozen 2, though.
Oh, okay. So Frozen?
Way better than the first one.
Oh, it is.
Wow, could be a film critic.
Okay, yes. I see a future ahead of you as a film critic, yes.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Letty.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you know, Santa, my screening window was a little off, and I've got it adjusted now, and now I can see all of the people who are calling in. Before,
oh,
we could only see a couple of people who were calling in, so that's great.
Oh, nice. Okay,
because
good.
Now I can see we have a call from Evansville.
Okay.
Fox.
Fox. Well, hello, Fox. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. What's new in Evansville?
Oh, nothing really.
Oh.
No snow out here.
Oh,
no.
Shoot.
No, not up here in Madison either. I don't know what is going on. Like I said, you had plenty of snow at Halloween. So I think we just gotta reverse these holidays or
too
something.
Too bad we couldn't save it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is on your Christmas list for this year, Fox?
Two bean bags.
Okay.
Check.
The new Ultra Nerf gun.
Ooh.
Sounds like these guys want one.
Wow.
I think Larry wants one.
I'd like one of those.
Wow. That sounds like a fancy Nerf gun. Okay. Very good. So do you use that for hunting Nerfs then?
Santa, I think that's real.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about these things. What else is on your list?
An electric scooter.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. That sounds like fun.
I see those electric kids on electric scooters here at the university. Some mm-hmm. students are riding around.
Yeah.
None of them have a helmet on.
Oh, my. Now, how about you, Fox? Are you gonna have a helmet on?
Yeah, I have like tons. A helmet.
Oh, you already have one?
You have one. Okay, good, good.
I have like four of them.
Oh. You wear them all at the same time?
Fox, it's been fun talking to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Remember, two helmets are better than one.
Oh, thank you so much. And you can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Talking with Santa Claus today and his elf jingle, and our engineer today is Sarah Hopeful, and our producer answering the phones, and her fingers are getting tired already, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Talking today with Santa Claus and Elf Jingle on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. So happy to have you with us. And Jingle, I noticed that you were a little nervous.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the first time I've been to Madison. And the first time I've got to go with Santa on this sleigh ride. I'm usually at the shop, really kind of overseeing everything and taking care of everything because I'm the toy shop manager. But, you know, what we're trying to do at the North Pole is bring up people from the ranks. And, like, so I'm not the only one in charge, so that, you know, you need to have a backup plan in case, you know, something happens. So I've decided that I have a protege. Yeah. And the protege is Sparkle. And you guys have met Sparkle, yeah. I think. Sparkle's been here before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Sparkle decided, or I decided, that perhaps Sparkle should be in charge while I'm gone. And I think she's doing a wonderful job. But I just want to check in if that's okay with you, Larry.
You're getting a call. You're going to call Sparkle.
Can we? I know we can take away, but I'm so kind of nervous about things. If that's okay with you and Santa.
Sure, why not?
We never like to see Elf Splat.
What? She just hung up.
That's,
Oh my gosh.
Or the phone just disconnected. We don't know,
but
once in a while we do have a situation that we call Elf Splat. And it's just, you trip on a skateboard or a Lego or something, and there you go. Luckily, there's a very good medical team up there. I'm sure she's fine.
Okay, if you say so, Santa, I'll stop worrying.
Yeah, stop worrying, Jingle. Everything is going to be fine, and I know that Gus in Hill Point, who's on the phone right now.
Yeah, Gus. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Let me tell you something. I don't need a book right anymore because my grandma bought me one.
Oh!
Can I cross that off?
Okay, that's good to know. We'll upgrade our list.
What do you
want? What would you like?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I want a Ghoster Playmobil.
Okay.
From Ghostbusters.
Ooh. Whoa. Who are you going to call?
Okay, we're waiting for that one.
Okay, thank you. And anything
call
else,
Santa.
Gus?
Anything else?
I also want a cool skateboard. I already got one, but I want another.
Whoa.
Maybe you could give him the one that the Sparkle fell on.
Sparkle just tripped over one. Maybe we could find that one and get that to you. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be cool to have the actual skateboard that Sparkle fell on?
A genuine Elf Splat skateboard.
I would like it too, because it would be out of the shop then.
Yeah, right.
And away from Sparkle.
Good plan, good plan. And was there anything else on your list?
I also want to get something for my mom.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you.
What would you like to get for your mommy?
Do you have something in mind?
A couch.
My goodness, we may have to build an extension onto the back of the sleigh for that.
Oh, okay.
But I think that's doable.
It might be. It might be.
Santa, I need to tell you something. My couch back at home, it's broken.
Oh, now wait. What is broken?
Our couch.
Oh, the couch is broken. Well, that's no good, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, let me have a talk with the reindeer, and if they don't mind a little extra weight, maybe that'll work out.
They've been lifting weights. I noticed that.
They've been in the gym.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great request.
Merry Christmas.
What, sweetie?
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, and thank you for thinking of others as well as yourself. That's very good of you, Gus.
Thank you again. And we're going to go to Eau Claire next because a couple of kids there, Connor and Carter.
Connor and Carter, both from Eau Claire. Wow. I was hoping maybe one or the other would call, but we got both.
And who do we have first?
Connor.
Hi, Connor.
Hi, Connor.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. What's on your Christmas list this year?
Lego City, Off-Road, and Fire Truck and Fireball. That's what's it. And I want Lego City Dining Heights and Lego Arctic Snowmobile.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. I love Lego Arctic Snowmobiles. Oh. And I really love that one.
So how do you really feel? Oh my gosh! Okay.
Put it in the sleigh, though.
We may have to wrestle that one away from Jingle to get it to you, but we'll do our best.
I'll share.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Connor.
Is Carter there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Carter. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What's on your list? Are you a Lego fan too?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But what would you like for Christmas?
Motorola Pulse Escape wireless red over your headphones with Alexa enabled.
Wow, could you be more specific? I'm kidding. That's a lot of information. Did you get all that, Jingle?
I think almost. There was something at the end. Can you repeat that part at the end?
It's Alexa enabled.
There we go. Thank you. Okay. Got that. I couldn't write that fast.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Anything else?
Foldable wired running sports headphones.
Okay, the foldable kind.
Oh.
Foldable.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. Do you have to fold your ears too then, or how does that work?
You unfold them and put on your ears.
Oh, okay.
Santa's sometimes up on the latest technology, but sometimes we have to show him new things.
Well, I've been exploring new technology. I've been going online with my telegraph machine.
And Carter, do you know why Santa is sometimes scared of chimneys?
No.
He's claustrophobic.
Oh.
Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, my gosh, Larry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Merry Christmas, Carter.
Merry Christmas, Merry Carter Christmas. And Connor. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye,
thank
bye.
You. Well, let's see. I got a million of those.
So okay.
We'll pull those in every once in a while. Let's go to Adam in Manitowoc. Hi, Adam.
Merry Christmas, hi. Adam.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Awesome.
Good. What's new in Manitowoc?
Nothing.
Oh,
oh
no.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes just even keel is a good thing. What do you like for Christmas this year?
The Nerf Ultra, the new Nerf gun, and the Elite Titan.
Okay, that's in our Nerf department.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Third shelf, fourth bin.
Aisle 7.
Yeah. Got it.
Anything else?
A Star Wars Lego set of the Death Star.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Lego set of Death Star.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Now, I have a question for you. Can you destroy the Death Star with the Nerf gun?
Yes.
Whoa!
All right.
Why
didn't Luke think of that? That it would have been so much easier. Okay, good. Good to know.
And by the way, Adam, do you know the nationality of Santa Claus?
I don't even know. I've been around.
I bet
too
Adam
long.
Knows though.
Adam, do you know?
No.
Oh.
Well, he's North Polish.
Oh. Larry's so funny.
Now, just to warn you, Adam, he said he had a million of them, so there are 999,998 still to go. So buckle up. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Adam.
Christmas.
I've been Rudolph. Yeah, I need pet Rudolph.
You want a pet Rudolph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, pet Rudolph. Maybe hide because he's in a big hurry tomorrow.
We don't stop very long, and I guess if you're awake and up on the roof when we get there, maybe you can give him a quick pat on the nose. But otherwise, I'll just tell him hi for you.
Okay.
All
right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Let's take... Oh, there's a call from Cameron. Do you know anybody in Cameron?
Oh, I think Evelyn lives in Cameron, right?
How old is she?
She's, I got to use the fingers again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It might be.
Evelyn, hello.
Hello, Evelyn. Merry Christmas.
Hi, sweetie.
Say hi.
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 How are you doing this year?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I won't ask for proof. We'll accept that. What would you like for Christmas this year?
Elsa doll.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Wonder Woman.
Dolphin.
That's a good one. I'm sorry, what? Dolphin?
Dolphin.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. How big is your bathtub? Oh, not a real one. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. What else?
Legos.
Man, they're popular.
Oh, they are popular. Yeah,
is there a special
everyone
kind
loves
of set
those.
You want? Because we have like a whole warehouse just for Legos.
It's Lego mania up there at the North Pole.
Tell me, I have snow.
You have snow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
In Green Bay?
In Cameron. You actually have snow.
Cameron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Well, that makes it a lot easier.
That does make it easier. The reindeer will be very happy to hear that. They always prefer to land in snow instead of on a hard roof. That gets very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that everything from your wish list?
I'll leave you some cookies.
Cookies. Yay. Oh, thank you. What kind?
Peanut butter.
Oh, those are my favorite. But chocolate chips are also my favorite, but pecan are also my favorite, and sugar cookies are also my favorite. So, yeah.
He likes them all, you know.
I do.
But peanut butter, I think, is his favorite.
That's, yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Oh, thank you so much, Evelyn.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling, honey.
Bye.
Wow. Well, that was nice to hear from Evelyn, and
yes.
We have... three youngsters from Glenwood City.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin, Trevor, and Garrett.
Wow.
Yeah, and who...
It sounds like a law firm. Who do we have first?
Gavin.
Hey, Gavin. Hi, Merry Gavin. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Glad you called.
I would
Lon.
I would like a snowboard and a toy, a bow and arrow.
Oh, okay.
That would be great.
Okay. Probably better than playing with a real one. That sounds like fun. I love snowboarding.
Yeah, Santa does. He gets up on that snowboard and, whoa, watch him go.
Yeah.
And I know he likes the motorcycle, too. Do you know, Gavin, what kind of motorcycle Santa has?
No.
It's a Holly Davidson.
Oh,
Larry.
That even took me a second. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, anything else for you, Gavin?
No.
Okay.
Well, give us Trevor then.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Be careful if you know, if we do get that snowboard to you, be careful on that thing. You can have bad wipeouts. I mean, you know, not that that's ever happened to me. But yeah. Who's next? Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you good this year?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. What's on your Christmas list?
Ghostbusters Lego.
Okay.
Oh.
Ghostbusters Lego.
Okay.
A snowboard.
Oh, another snowboard. Okay. You're going to go out snowboarding with Gavin then?
Yes.
Good deal.
Anything else?
Toy bow and arrow.
Oh, another toy bow and arrow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Let me guess. You're going to chase down the ghosts on the snowboard and then shoot them with the bow and arrow. That should work.
Yeah,
that sounds like sounds like a plan to me.
That sounds like fun.
I feel safer already. Anything else?
Merry Christmas
to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. And are we going to hear from Garrett too?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Where's Garrett?
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
Garrett.
Garrett.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's happening?
I would like something. I would like some kind of Lego set or Batman.
Oh.
A Batman Lego set? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There's a lot of those.
Cool.
Yep. I'm really into the 60s Batman.
Oh, cool, man.
Oh, all right. Very good. Very good. Yeah. I'm sure 60s Batman was really into the Beatles. So it's got to be cool. What else on your list?
Those are the two main things, okay. Legos or Batman.
Okay.
But I would like some trail cameras for hunting.
Oh.
Me and my dad have been going hunting for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Santa uses those to keep track of the reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To see what they're up to out there.
Yeah. We don't hunt them. We just have to make sure they're behaving out there. But okay. Yeah, I think we might have a few trail cameras around.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. By the way, Garrett, do you know how much Santa's sleigh cost?
How much?
Well, it was on the house.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, God. All right. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Gavin and Trevor and Garrett, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness me. You can call in too at 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Evelyn and Quinn, who are in Green Bay.
Evelyn and Quinn, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry thank Christmas. You. Who are we going to talk to first?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Great. How are things? You're in Green Bay, right?
Good.
Good. Good deal. I hear you guys have some kind of football team up there. Is that right?
I don't know.
I bet everybody in Green Bay was really happy today.
Yeah,
After last night's game against the Vikings.
I bet.
Santa, look what I brought today.
Look at that. Jingle brought her Packer hat.
I'm wearing a Packer Santa hat. It's green, and it has the green and gold on it.
Oh, my.
I thought that'd be perfect for here.
Yeah, that is perfect. Well, what's on your Christmas list, Evelyn?
I want long sweaters and gymnastics stuff.
Oh, gymnastics. Oh.
Long sweaters,
oh,
too.
You're a gymnast, huh?
No, I just like to do gymnastics.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that means you're a gymnast. I think that counts. That's very good. Very good. Do you like to watch gymnastics when it's on TV, like the Olympics?
Sometimes.
Okay. Very good. Anything else on your Christmas list?
I want gum.
Gum?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I love gum.
Any kind particular?
No.
Okay.
Bubble gum, maybe. And you can blow the big bubbles. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
Me and Sparkle.
Those are fun.
We have, like, blowing contests sometimes, Santa.
Oh. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, snap those bubbles. Yes. Okay, but anyway. Whatever. You like any kind of gum, so that's great. We'll bring you some great gum.
Okay.
Sure.
Great response. Is that everything on your list?
I also want skate weights.
Skate weights?
Skate weights. Yeah. Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
They make your skates heavier?
I guess they would.
Oh, yeah, they're for hockey, Santa. They're for hockey, you know, so you can be a stronger skater.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Okay, very good.
I know a young girl who started at about your age playing hockey, and she's played her whole life, and now she is 17 years old, and she won a scholarship to Yale University.
Oh, my.
To play hockey at Yale University.
Wow.
So
that's a nice
work
deal.
Hard on those skateways.
There you go. Right.
I get a free ride.
There's some incentive for you. That's terrific. Well, thank you very much.
Can we talk to Quinn?
Is Quinn there too?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Hi, Quinn.
Merry Christmas
to you. What's on your Christmas list this year?
I want some roller skates.
Okay.
Roller skates. Yeah, okay. Sparkle was wearing those, wasn't she, when she ran into the skateboard?
Could be. You never know.
Okay. Got it.
And a robot cat and a robot dog.
A robot dog.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like fun. Okay. Very good, very good. What does the robot dog do? Does it do tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know there was something like that.
There's pretty much robot everything.
Robot mice.
Yeah, I hear they're
robot squirrels.
They're very easy to clean up after.
Otters, robot. Okay, you can stop me now.
Okay, stop. Robot anteaters. So anything else on your list, Quinn?
No.
Okay, very good, very good. Oh, I want to try out the robot dog before we give that away.
Do you have a cat or a dog?
I have both.
You do?
You know who delivers Christmas presents to cats and dogs?
No.
Santa Paws.
Mm.
Santa Paws.
Santa Paws.
Yep.
Roof, roof. Well, thank you to both Evelyn and Quinn. Thank you for calling.
Merry
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's so much fun talking today with Santa Claus and his elf jingle. I'm Larry Mueller. You are listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and really pleased and honored to have Santa Claus visit with us and his elf jingle.
Hi, Larry.
And it's fun talking to youngsters all over Wisconsin. And we could even, usually we get a few from Minnesota and Michigan and Illinois. We haven't gotten any of those yet, but maybe we will.
Well, we had the kid who called
Minnesota.
From the state park.
That's right. Yep. We did have a Minnesota caller.
We did, yeah.
That's right. Well, every line is filled right now, so we'll go to the phones and to Lucy in Brookfield.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. What's on your list for this year?
An LOL Grandpa and LOL OM Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Anything else?
And that was that it?
Oh.
That's actually it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Simple and really easy.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Lucy gets right down to business.
That's
there.
Right to
all
the
right.
Point.
Very.
Do you want to tell them that what you want for Christmas time?
I want a bunny.
A bunny? Wow. A real one?
Yeah.
Whoa, those are hard to catch, you know.
Oh. They do hop pretty fast.
They do. Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's okay. It. Okay. Well, they're very hard to catch, and of course we have to make sure that you know everyone in the family is on board when there are pets involved. But we can see if maybe that's possible. Who knows?
All right. Merry
if
Christmas.
If not, I'll eat the carrots myself. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Dad, thank you very much for calling. Well, Tiago and Solvi are up next, and they are from Stevens Point.
Stevens Point. Oh, yes.
I fly over there. Yeah, for sure.
I like that town a lot. Tiago and Solvi. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this Tiago?
Yes.
Oh, well, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
A motion show car.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And a Millennium Falcon Star Wars Lego set.
Oh, cool, man.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Woo.
And two Nerf guns.
Okay.
Okay. One for each hand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Well, nobody's going to mess with you, are they?
And, let's see.
Hmm.
Thinking.
Yeah, I hear thinking noises.
This is for my mom's earrings.
Oh, sparkly ones.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Moms like that kind of stuff.
That sounds like a very pretty gift. Okay, very good.
That's nice of you to think of your mom.
We should ask Sparkle about that because she likes sparkly things, and so maybe earrings are her department.
Yeah, well, we can call later and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the way back.
If she's recovered from the elf splat. Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, anything else, Tiago?
Actually, one more Star Wars Lego set.
Oh, okay.
Peter fight Star Wars Lego set, which is some stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Oh, the stormtroopers. Okay. Well, and you can protect yourself from the stormtroopers if you have the Nerf guns. We figured that out earlier. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Very good. And is Solvi there, too?
Yeah, it's Solvi's turn now.
Okay. Hi, Solvi.
Hello.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, aww, thank you. Do you have a list of things that you'd like to have for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
I would like a dancer doll.
Okay, dancer doll.
Nice.
And, some art supplies.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Art supplies.
Now do you paint or draw, or what kind of art do you like?
I paint and draw.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, Santa tests those out sometimes.
Yeah, I do. My stick figures are really awesome.
They really are, boss.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Anything else, Sylvie?
A Lego set.
Oh,
any particular kind? There's so many, you know.
Yeah.
A one with horses.
Horses
Lego set. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's all.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Wow, it was nice to talk to Tiago and Sylvie. It was nice to talk to all the kids. In fact, we have some callers from Madison, Madeline and Haley.
Madeline and Haley, hello.
Hello.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. What would you like for Christmas this year? And by the way, I should ask, is this Madeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Sam, you're so good.
I would like a Zuma vehicle with Zuma, a balance beam, and, what was it? Snow. And one more thing.
Did you say snow?
Snow, yeah.
Did you say you wanted snow?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot at the North Pole. I'm not sure how much we can fit into the sleigh, but we'll...
That'd be great if we could bring it here.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Okay, and a balance beam. So you're... And we have another gymnast, huh? Are you a gymnast?
And, trampoline.
Oh, and a trampoline. I guess she is a gymnast.
Oh, I think so. I think that answers that question.
Santa loves a trampoline. Remember
We promised we'd never bring that up again.
Mrs. Claus wasn't very happy.
No.
Got his beard caught in the netting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That hurt.
But, you know.
Small trampoline.
Okay. All right.
Well, I can't jump on the small ones because I just break them. But okay, a trampoline and balance beam. Wow, my goodness. Well, I wish you luck. Now, don't try to jump from one to the other. That sounds a little iffy.
Bye.
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 And that means that. Haley.
Do we have Haley next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Haley. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Haley.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Christmas. What is on your Christmas list this year?
A Marshall and Sky vehicle.
Okay.
And a microphone.
Microphone. Mm. Oh, Santa's talking into one right now.
I am. That's amazing. Can I give him this one, Larry? This one.
It's too big.
Okay.
And the pups.
We're waiting.
Okay.
And you have a question.
Yeah.
How much snow do you get there?
A lot. It can be sometimes 4 or 5 feet deep out there, and if we're not careful, we'll occasionally lose an elf.
Yeah, well, we have our ways to dig out. Yeah. We have those glow sticks, remember?
That's true, the glow sticks, that's why we give them the glow sticks.
And
yep.
The reindeer help us.
Very true, but we get a lot of snow up there. The reindeer love it.
Do you know where Santa cashes his checks, Haley?
No.
In a snowbank.
Snowbank! Oh,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Blair, he's so funny this year.
I know.
Extra funny. Extra funny.
It's extra funny. Terrific. Was there anything else for you? Haley?
Do the reindeer need water or not?
They do. Yes, they sure do. And so sometimes if we don't bring them water soon enough, they will just eat some snow. And of course, then that just melts in their mouth and they can drink that. But we try to be very good about giving them, we give them food and water. They like oats and they like carrots and they like chocolate chip cookies. But we try to be careful about that.
That's you, Santa. You like the chocolate chip cookies.
I always get me and the reindeer mixed up on that one. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Madeline.
Thanks
Haley.
For calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh my goodness. How did the reindeer get their names?
How did we name them? It was so long ago.
I think we had a contest. We have a contest every time.
And the elves did it.
Yeah, we do it. We have so much fun in the workshop coming up with reindeer names. And we have this big whiteboard and we write all these names down and then we vote on it. It's very democratic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we couldn't decide, we'd just use both. So they said, should this one be named Dancer or Prancer? We're like, well, we'll use both names. We'll have a Dancer and a Prancer and just go with that.
That makes perfect sense to me. Santa Claus and his elf jingle will be with us up until 12:30 today. We need to take a quick look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us, and then we'll be back with our guests. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.
Ho, ho.
Very special day here at the Ideas Network. Santa Claus and his elf jingle with us today to answer calls and talk with kids from all over the place about what they would like for Christmas. And they may have some questions about the reindeer or about the North Pole. And we always look forward to having answer those as well. And we have callers online, but there's one open line at 1-800-642-1234. Santa, we have Gus and Lucy calling from Appleton, so let's go right there.
Let's go there. Hello, is this Gus or Lucy?
Gus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. How are things in Appleton?
Good.
Are you keeping everybody under control up there?
I know.
Well, do your best. That's all we can ask. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like a Ninjago Lego set.
Ninjago. Yeah, I know.
Ooh,
that one.
Okay.
Ninjago.
Okay.
Fourth floor, I think. Yeah, it's in the fourth floor.
Fourth floor? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
On the Lego warehouse.
Oh, okay.
I like the Game of Life.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
An oldie but a goodie.
And I would also like, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Mr. Kingo. I have one more thing I'm thinking. You want to say hi?
Hi.
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 Lucy.
Is this Lucy?
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Lucy.
Christmas.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
I want a piggy stuffed animal.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
And a Pinkalicious toy.
Nice.
And some puppets.
And some puppets.
Puppets.
Oh, yeah. Puppets are really fun.
Oh, my gosh. Do you put on puppet shows?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Wow. So do you entertain your friends? Do they help you and play some of the puppet roles themselves?
Yeah.
That's so nice. That's very nice. Oh, I'd love to see your puppet show. That sounds very fun.
Oh, my last thing was Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Santa loves that game.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I have some questions.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you do in the summer? Like, do you go to the beach or, like, what do you do?
Oh, well, that's a very good question. But you see, way up at the North Pole, we don't get summers the way you do. You have nice sunny skies and beaches, and it gets into the 80s and 90s, you know, the temperature. Up at the North Pole, it just gets, it goes from 20 below to about 10 below, and that's about it. So we definitely don't go to the beach. Part of it is that the elves said they don't ever want to see Santa wearing a Speedo. they do not want to see that.
Yeah, but Santa, like, he plays with the toys year round. Mm-hmm. And we have to sometimes pull him out of the workshop and say, Santa, you have to stop playing now and testing everything out because Mrs. Claus says she wants him back, and she sometimes wants to spend time with him, too. So, you know, he likes to spend time with her and helping her make cookies and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have other questions?
Do you have a son or something like that?
No.
A son or a daughter?
No, nope, nope. Me and Mrs. Claus have no children. We're busy enough with just the elves.
I tell you,
you get a bunch of elves and reindeer around, and you don't have time for children.
You know, he does have a special pet frog that he plays with from time to time. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he calls his pet frog?
What?
Mistletoad.
Oh.
Mistletoad, that's really funny, Larry.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's fun talking with Gus and Lucy. And then, you know, there's another Gus in Madison.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, let's go and
see. We're just up to our eyebrows in Gus's here today. Hello, Gus.
Hi.
Hi, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Gus.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. Okay, forget that question. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I want some new rubber duckies.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, those are fun.
There's different kinds, all kinds of little different rubber duckies.
There are.
Yeah.
And some of the new Pokemon Sword and Shield Pokemon cards.
Yeah, the sorting kind. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we love playing Pokemon.
Pokemon,
sometimes
that's
Santa
fun.
Has to pull us away from our Pokemon cards because we kind of sometimes fight over them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you don't do that, though. Right? You don't fight over your Pokemon cards.
No.
Good.
Okay. Great. And what else?
That's all.
Okay, very good. Pokemon cards and rubber duckies. That would keep me amused for days.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gus.
Merry Christmas.
Or let me put it this way. Merry Chris Gus.
That's very ducky, Santa.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Thank you, Gus. Oh, man. Well, let's see. Natalie in La Crosse. We'll go to you now.
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's you.
Well, thank you. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Do you have a list of things you'd like for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I want two dolls, Victor.
Could you say that again?
What?
Could you say that again?
Say it loudly now.
I want two dolls, Victor.
Okay. All right.
Okay, the call is breaking up a little bit, but I think we got that.
Yeah, we can always rely on the letter we got, too.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling, Natalie. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Natalie. Well, Racine. We haven't been to Racine yet, I don't think. And we have William and Benjamin there.
William and Benjamin. Wow. Well, hello there.
Say hi,
Ben.
Hi.
Hi.
Me and plus our tooth have nap. T-Rex.
Oh, yeah, ooh. T-Rex is way fun.
Arr.
Not a real one, though, right?
And a tooth and naps.
Okay. It doesn't, the T-Rex doesn't have to be real, right?
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
And a robot. It's like a
Dismal
robot.
A robot?
Oh, my.
It's a tank, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Wow. I see,
Merry Christmas.
You know what I see in their future are some robot versus T-Rex battles.
Oh,
I think that's what's going to happen.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There we go. Paul in Schultzburg is up next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Paul. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's on your Christmas list this year?
I want a Nintendo Switch Deluxe 8 that comes with the Mario Kart game.
Yeah, it totally does.
You know that? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it came with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes I forget things. There's a lot to remember.
What else is on your list, Paul?
I want a handheld Pac-Man game.
A handheld Pac-Man game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The other kind you have to hold, what, with your feet?
No.
No.
Santa. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I want BMW Matchbox cars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Matchbox cars.
I like those.
Santa likes to race those in the toy shop.
Run. I do the sound effects, too.
Yeah. You're good at that, Santa.
Thank you.
And, Paul, do you know why Santa's little helper was so sad? I bet you.
No,
he had low elf esteem.
Oh.
Elf esteem.
Elf esteem. Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay, well, there's that one.
Yeah. Ours all have very high elf esteem. And,
oh, man. Isley in Hartford. We'll go to you now. Hi, Isley.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What's on your list for this year?
Pokemon cards and a dollhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Pokemon cards and a dollhouse.
Dollhouse, wow. Yeah. Sounds fun. So, anything else? Okay, so right now you have the dolls, but they're just kind of waiting around for a place to live, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can't have that. Santa doesn't like to see a bunch of homeless dolls, so we'll have to take care of that.
Yeah. Are you in school, Elsley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do you know what Santa's elves learn in school?
No.
The alphabet.
That's right. That's right. That's true. We do learn the alphabet.
Yes.
Yep.
The alphabet. All right. So is that everything on your list, Isley?
Yeah.
Okay. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Well, Josie in Cedarburg, up next.
Hi. Josie.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And how are you?
How are you? I'm doing a recorder.
Okay.
What was that?
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Oh, that's good. Okay. We got that taken care of. All right.
She's good.
Now that we know you're good, what would you like for Christmas?
I'm looking real good. Bananas and milk and juice.
Oh, my gosh.
You're leaving out all that for Santa?
Frozen yogurt. And banana and juice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, wait, is that what you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Terrific. Wow. All right. That sounds like a very good snack.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Santa.
What's that?
It's a train.
Oh, a train. Okay. Oh, very good. Oh, I love playing with trains.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Choo choo.
Bye bye. Well, let's see. We've got Ethan from La Crosse.
Ethan.
Up next.
Well, hello, Ethan.
Hi.
Well, I was hoping you'd call.
Yeah, you would like to hear from you, for sure.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Good. How are things in La Crosse?
Good.
All right. Terrific. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
I was for a remote control. Wow. Remote control put train.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And my bumblebee and a bumblebee costume that transforms into a patin car.
Whoa! Bumblebee costume.
Yeah, that transforms into what?
What does it transform?
A car.
Into a car?
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, like a transformer bee.
For real.
Wow.
On the sidewalk and on the trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
That sounds really creative.
That is creative.
Have some fun with
that one. Wow, a bumblebee that turns into a car. Wow.
Buzz car.
Yeah. Wow. I like that.
Money of a car.
Yeah, that should be.
Larry's not the only one who's funny.
No, I guess not. Very good, Jingle. Wow. Oh,
man.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Paw Patrol lookout with the Paw Patrol vehicles and the Paw Patrollers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I want a push-up toy.
Paw Patrol. Okay.
Wow.
Got it.
Good deal. Okay.
And that's all I want.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Ethan?
Wow.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, we appreciate that call. So now we know what police officers use to chase people down in a sting operation. They use a bumblebee that turns into a car.
I was wondering where you're going to come up with Stinger Santa, you know?
It took me all that time.
I saw the snowflakes in your head kind of swirling around up there.
You can see the wheels spinning, and you knew eventually I was going to come up with something stupid, and I did not fail.
It was good, Santa. You and Larry should go on the road. You're both so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness
me. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm sure we're ready for prime time.
And here's Brandon from Wausau.
Brandon, Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good.
Good. Have you been pretty good this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent. What's on your Christmas list?
A baseball bat.
Okay.
Let's see. Some Star Wars Legos.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Those are fun.
Some board games.
Hmm. What's your favorite board game?
Battleship.
Oh,
I really like that one.
That
too.
Is a fun one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Strategy.
You sunk my battleship. And anything else on your list?
A baseball mitt too.
Oh yeah, of course.
It goes with that.
Yeah. Now, do you already have a ball?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right.
And what kind of a mitt? Are you a catcher or are you a fielder?
Yeah.
I'm a catcher.
Oh, so a catcher.
Well, that's see. I'm glad Larry asked that because that's a different kind of mitt than the outfielders have. So, okay, very
that's
good.
That's good to know. I would have reached into the wrong box.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. You would have looked silly out there with the wrong kind of mitt. That's great,
Brandon. Do you know what's green and red and flies?
No, I do not.
A sleigh sick Santa.
Oh.
Sleigh sick Santa. Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen this year.
My favorite part of that joke was the way Brandon said, "I do not." Extra points to you for that one.
Ready for Larry's punchline?
Indeed.
Is there any snow in Wausau? By the way.
There is lots of snow, yes.
Oh, my. Okay, good. Good. I'm glad some parts of the state have it.
And are you putting anything out for Santa?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good. Do you want, is it a surprise or can I ask you what it is?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like surprises. That sounds great.
You know, if one of the surprises is potato chips, he does have a favorite kind of potato chip.
Oh, he does. Well, and what would those?
You don't know what your favorite kind is.
I don't know what Larry thinks
Larry,
my favorite kind.
Tell us, I think.
Brandon, I think his favorite kind is. Kringles.
Oh, of course.
Kringles.
Of course.
That rhymes with Pringles.
Okay. All right.
Brandon, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas, Brandon. Thank you for calling.
Thanks very much for calling.
Oh,
my goodness. And here we are. About out of time.
Already?
Really?
Yeah.
How does that happen so fast?
You're going to be on the sleigh, but you'll come back next year, I hope.
Yes, we certainly plan to. Now, I know I will be back. We'll have to see how much of a mess Sparkle made of the toy shop so we can see whether we can bring Jingle or not. But, hopefully.
Sometimes apprentices need a little help.
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of helpers. And, you know, I want to, we've got a special thanks to all of our helpers today on the show, especially Buzz Kemper and Barb Schlafer, who are wonderful, wonderful helpers. And you have been wonderful in calling, and thank you so much. I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday from all of us at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. Take care of yourselves.
Oh.